We celebrate Jesus. We celebrate the resurrection. Easter Sunday, someone has said this, Easter Sunday and the Holy Week that precedes it are the apex of our faith. Without the resurrection of Christ, there is no Christianity. Another person says the resurrection is the core of our beliefs as Christians. Without it, our faith is meaningless. Everything is based upon the resurrection of Christ. As they were singing about him and about his resurrection and about him being alive, I imagine that day when Mary Magdalene first came to the grave and the stone had been rolled away and the tomb was empty, her thoughts were, how can this be? Because you see, the disciples, the people that followed Jesus, the religious leaders, none of them could comprehend the resurrection. Even though Christ spoke of it many, many times, they could not comprehend it. Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ will become the crowning moment for Christianity. He triumphed against all odds, and he accomplished the ultimate win. Christ now lives forever at the right hand of God. Paul says everything that we have is based upon the resurrection of Christ. He says in his writings, I passed on to you what is most important, what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sin, just as the scripture said. He was buried. He was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scripture said. Friend, I want you to understand something today. Without the resurrection, our Christianity would be like every other religion, worshiping a dead leader with no power, with no life. But we're not worshiping a dead leader. We're worshiping a live leader. And we have the Spirit of God living within us. It is our eternal hope that that same Jesus that rose from the dead and ascended on high will come again and receive us under himself. You know, as you read from the Apostle Paul, he shared five things that would be true if Christ has not risen from the dead. Our preaching would be useless and powerless. Our faith would be useless and in vain. The apostles would be false witnesses and liars. We would still be lost in our sin without any hope of escape. But let me tell you something. He is risen from the dead. And we need to join with the apostles and with millions of believers from centuries past and proclaim on this day in 2020 that Jesus is alive and well. He was raised from the dead. The resurrection of Christ was the triumph of all ages. Without the resurrection of Christ, there would be no deliverance from sin. There would be no Christianity. I want you to understand today that nobody could grasp the plan of God for the resurrections. As I said before, the disciples didn't understand it. The Jewish leaders didn't understand it. The devil and all his hosts didn't understand it. Because the Bible says if they had understood it, they would have never crucified him. Some say that the resurrection is only an hallucination or a fantasy. Others say that Jesus only fainted and didn't really die. Others insist that the records have been tampered with. But I want you to notice that 32 verses in the four Gospels make reference to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to also realize that this grand event was mentioned in 54 verses in the book of Acts and the epistles. The apostles boldly declared the resurrection. It was the basis for their salvation. It is the basis for our salvation. The early Christians embraced the resurrection as the cornerstone of their faith. Christ rose from the dead over 2,000 years ago, and that grand event is still affecting us today. The essence of all Christianity, the central theme of all Christianity, the cornerstone of our Christian doctrine is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. One individual said this: a dead Christ might have been a teacher and a wonder worker and remembered and loved as such, but only a risen and living Christ could be the Savior, the life, and the life giver. Friend, Christ rose from the dead. And because he rose from the dead, he defeated Satan. And we have victory today because of him. Because of him, we can live. We pass from death to eternal life. We pass from sin to righteousness. We pass from damnation to justification. We pass from fear to faith. We pass from defeat to absolute victory because he rose out of that grave. Paul said that our old sinful self was dead and we are alive with Christ. Everything we have, everything we believe is based upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And because of that, we can have life and have it more abundantly. That resurrected Christ gives you the power to be saved. It gives us the power to be healed. It gives us the power to be delivered. It gives us provision. It gives us help in the hour of need. And it brings us victory when we are in a tough situation. It is the power that will keep us until that great day when he returns again. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest event that has ever happened in the history of mankind. Today, we need to celebrate his death, burial, and resurrection. Christ did it for you. He did it for me. If you're listening to me today and you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, then I want you to do so today. If you know what it is to serve Christ, but you have slipped away and lost your faith, I want you to know all you have to do is ask him and you will be restored to your full rights and privileges in Christ. Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. I believe that he died upon the cross. I believe that he rose from the grave. I believe that he's alive and well today. And you said in your holy word that if I would believe those things in my heart and confess them with my mouth, I will be saved. I thank you now that I'm a new person in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer with us, would you please go to your device and just email us at partnerservice@rhema.org and let us know about it. We want to make contact with you. I want to thank our music department for working so hard to put this service together. I had a complete sermon mapped out, but after listening to them as they ministered in song, I just took off and just follow the Spirit of God. I know you're sitting at home. I know this is a special day in which we all come together. But listen, this building is not the church. The church is you. All of us, the ecclesia, the called out ones that are born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the church. So the church is wherever you're at. I'm so thankful for all of Rhema Bible Church that you've tuned in today. And everybody else that's tuned in with us, we are so thankful that you are there. Hey, if you really enjoyed the music department today, hey, put something on that Facebook. Let them know about it. I know many of you know them personally. So, hey, text them and let them know how much it blessed you. I don't know about you, but as they were singing, I was sitting over there waiting to come up here. The anointing was strong. Somebody said, well, you don't seem to have any problem preaching to an empty auditorium. Well, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 cameras. And when I look at those cameras, I do not see a camera. I see you. And that's who I preach to, is you. Because that's you. That's the church. That's you. You may not be sitting here. I can look and see at each different place here in the building where many people sit. You're not there. It's empty, but you're there. And I still see you because of that camera. We love you and we thank you for being with us. Let me tell you something. We always celebrate communion here on Easter. And Denise and the team did a great job. Craig and Denise and her team did a great job of putting together a way that we could have communion together. And many of you came by and you got your communion elements, if you'll get them and get them ready. If you didn't couldn't come by and get any, hey, just go get some crackers. When I was a kid growing up, that's what we had. They would just crush up some crackers and pour some grape juice in a little glass, and that's what it was. But you get ready. As I read the scriptures, you get your elements ready. We're going to take communion together, church, in just a moment. Paul said, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." You know, this little wafer represents, or whatever you have, represents the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is just a representation. His body was beaten with stripes upon his back for our physical healing. This cup contains a little bit of grape juice or whatever kind of juice you have or whatever you have. It represents the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary for our salvation. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son Jesus that you sent to this earth to live and to die for our sin and our physical healing. But on this day that we celebrate his resurrection, we also celebrate his death and his burial, because there could have been no resurrection without that. And we thank you as we partake of this bread. We pay healing to ourselves. Break and eat. Father, as we drink of this cup, we give you glory because we have salvation because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we drink together? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For just a moment, wherever you're at, in your own way, take a moment and thank your Lord and your Savior. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, because you gave your life. But because you were raised again, we have life. We have it more abundantly. We give you glory and the honor for it in Jesus' name. I trust you've enjoyed our service today. Remember, tonight at 6 o'clock, we'll be here again, and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. So tune right in and be with us. I'm going to ask them to sing as we leave today. God bless you.
Because he lives, and I